Joining us in the studio right now is Dan Blondo, spokesperson for the Eagle Mine. Good morning. Welcome again.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Having you in because word came out you got a series of community forums again that you are doing to let folks know what's happening. So let's get kind of right into it. With the community forums, you always let people have an update, but give us sort of what is the message with the forums, and then we'll get into when they are.
Yeah, so this will be the fourth year we've done forums now. We'll be doing around Marquette County. We typically will give an update on the mine, respond to any questions people may have about the mine. We'll run through our community scorecard so people can rate our performance on safety, local hire, environment. And then we usually end the night with a little more Q&A and stick around and talk with folks. But what's really different this year and what we haven't done before in any venue is a participant in each forum will have a chance to get an underground tour of the mine. Now,
how's that going to work? Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's going to be the real draw for the meeting. In June, we'll start up our public tours again on the mine site. And we generally have about 500 people up a summer and tour the surface facilities. Those tours don't include underground visits. So this is a pretty unique opportunity. A lot of people don't get to have that experience. So at the end of the night, we'll have everyone sign. Everyone that's interested can sign up when they come into the forums. At the end of the night, we'll draw a name. That person and up to three of their guests will be able to come up to Eagle and take an underground tour of the facilities.
I think that'll probably get a good response from folks that are interested in seeing what's actually out there. I mean, you know, whatever side of the issue you're on with it, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the mine and the opportunity to actually see things firsthand, I think it would certainly increase one's understanding of what's going on.
It always helps to see it for yourself. You know, we can hear about things for so much, but until you'll see it with your own eyes, it's a whole different game. And like I said, the surface facility tours only give people really 50% of the picture of the mine. So it's great that we're able to do those, but once you get underground and see the other half, it's really good.
So what is the schedule that you've got planned right now for the community forums?
So our first one's going to be May 1st, and that's going to be at Humboldt Township Hall. And then we have Wednesday, May 7th in Marquette at the Hampton Inn. Tuesday, May 13th, Big Bay, Powell Township Hall. And then we'll wrap up Wednesday, May 21st in Michigami.
And are they all meeting at the same times then too?
All the meetings are from 6 to 8 p.m.
One of the things, Dan, that's also going on is getting some more hiring going, more jobs right now as getting into a season here. We're getting closer to production, really getting going. What's the latest update on jobs and hiring with the mine?
We've been adding quite a few people the last several weeks, roughly about 6 to 10 people a week, and that'll continue on here for several more weeks. Eagle itself, we have about 100 full-time employees right now, actually just a little over, and between the two sites, we have about 700 contractors. We're looking at production late this year, so we do have probably another 50, 60 positions at Eagle to fill, which we're having Michigan Works help us with, fill those jobs, but still looking for a lot of people. There's a lot of good people up here applying, so hoping to fill up our ranks and get people trained pretty quick here.
Any particular positions, jobs that you're looking for, or skills, I guess, that you would be looking for?
You know, the ones that come to mind are E&I tech, which is electrical and instrumentational tech, millwrights, operators, people for health and safety, kind of across the spectrum still a little bit, but focusing more on those jobs that'll be inside the mill.
So at least it's starting to kind of rack up here. What is the timetable we're looking at here with the mine sort of as we get into now this, finally the winter has broken and everything. What can we expect to see over the next few months?
Well, the next couple of weeks, the construction at the mine site is pretty much going to be complete. So the focus for the remainder of the year is going to be the mill. So we'll continue to have 500-600 plus people a day getting that prepared for operations in late year. So you'll see a bulk of the people and activity out at the mill. Still a lot of work to do. But we also want all of our full-time employees on board, staffed, and trained so that when we do switch on the lights and start production, they're all trained and ready to go.
One of the key parts of this is, of course, staying in contact with the public, and you've got community forums. Let's touch on those again. The community forums are set up to do what? And also you've got an incentive there for folks as well this time around.
Yeah, the forums are really set up to have an open dialogue with the community. We have the information center, we have our offices, but it's just another touch point. People can come out and get an update on the mine as well as ask questions. But this year, the real draw and what we're really excited about is the underground tour and getting some folks underground that haven't been down there before. to see an underground mine. So one person at each of the four forums that we'll have will get an opportunity to take three friends with them along, and we'll take them down and show them the mine workings and get them prepared to be a miner.
It certainly seems like an interesting opportunity. Yes, I know that you have extended it to us a few times. We're going to take you up
on it.
We're going to go.
Because we're definitely going to go.
Interested in seeing what it is all about, and, you know, firsthand. Also, as someone that grew up in a mining community in the copper country, from the old ways of doing things to the most modern ways, this will be interesting to see. But if people want to find out more about the community forum schedule or some of the jobs or whatnot, what's a good way of getting a hold of you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. They can call us at our information center, which is 906-273-1550. Our administrative office out at the Humboldt Mill is 906-339-7000. Or they can go email us at info-eagle@lundinemining.com. Or they can even go check out our Facebook page, Lundin Eagle Mine.
Real quick, again, the schedule for the forums is what?
We got Thursday, May 1st out at Humboldt Township. Wednesday, May 7th at Marquette at the Hampton Inn. Tuesday, May 13th, Powell Township Hall. And Wednesday, May 21st at the Mishigami Township Hall. All meetings 6 to 8.
Dan Blondo with us this morning with the Eagle Mine. Thanks for your time this morning and giving us an update.
Yep, thanks again.